Guess what?
What?
You're on my podcast right now.
Really?
Yep. Because you, madam, if I had said to you, like, all right, come on, we're going to go record. We're going to go past you. No, I don't want to. So, but check this out. We're not going to say your name. All right? For to be discreet. We won't say your name.
We're not going to say anything.
What are you talking about? We're not going to say anything.
What are you going to talk about?
Whatever I want to talk about.
Nothing about me.
Yo, stop. Hold up.
No.
Nah, hold up. Nah. Stop. We had this. Remember when I said, yo, we're going to talk about what you went through.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You changed your mind all of a sudden?
I never agreed to it.
We told you never agreed to it. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, cut. Stop it. All right, how's this? How's this? This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, first, that video that I sent you.
Yeah, that's the, makes me feel so sad.
It makes you sad, right?
Yeah, I just sent it to Jess, and I was, you know, I said to her, I said, it makes me feel sad for our boys. Because she has two sons. I have a son. You have a son.
And because of that, I have spent all of my son's life, you know, he's 18, he'll be 19 in April. I've spent all his life preparing him for the worst when it comes to women. Now, people might listen to this and be like, what? Women? What is he talking like? Those are the women, in my opinion, if they're going to say, like, what is he talking about? Oh, man, he targeting women? What do you mean prepare for the worst for the women? For all those women who are saying that, y'all are the women I'm talking about. Y'all are the ones who were doing the shit that we're about to talk about. Mm-hmm. So for everybody who doesn't know, oh, yeah, hold on. First and foremost, welcome, everybody, to the Good and Bad Podcast Show. I am your host, Jeff Malicetian, and I have with me, I'm not going to say her name. Yeah, I mean, unless you want me to, because we're not talking about you.
No.
So technically, I can say your name because we're not talking about you.
No, it's okay.
All right, she wants to remain anonymous. Luckily, we ain't on TV because she'd have that big blur across her face, and she'd be talking like this. But there was a woman who asked a man, what was the question she asked him? Like, what? I'm sorry about that, y'all. But it had to do with like relating to being a man or something like that. And he basically, to sum it all up, he was basically saying, like, being a man nowadays doesn't do anything because everything works against men when it comes to women. You know, what a man does, it's never enough. You know what I'm saying? No matter what he does, it's never enough. He was saying how, like, a woman can get mad at a man, divorce him, and take. He could do everything that. Right now, and he was saying how, like, that men's suicide rate is three times than a woman's suicide rate, and he's saying that he said there was a point in time where he was suicidal, they put him in a hospital for a few weeks, and they let him go, and they say, and they basically. You agree or you disagree?
Do I agree or disagree?
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Okay. Break it down.
Watching that video honestly saddens me for the men and now. Because unfortunately, it is true. It just, women have a lot of power, and I don't think a lot of women realize that. And it just saddens me to see my own son having to go through this world, realizing that women have power. And I think we need to take a step back as women and say, you know, we need to realize that it's we need to be a little more equal. And just take a step back. Like, this is not, it's not a woman against a man. Like, we need to just take a step back. Like, this just needs to. We need to stop and you know, just, we need to literally take a step back because our sons are growing up in this world and we can't take advantage of that. We can't take advantage of men. Men are trying to be good men and we are just breaking them down. And that's not okay.
Unfortunately, we are at a time where men are snapping. I think I've already said this shit in mm-hmm. one of my like previous podcasts. And I called it. I called it back in October of 20. I said, yo, watch. I go, it's gonna come a time. I go, man, snapping. And it is gonna be like, yo, I'm not taking this shit no more. I'm not killing these women. Now, that on some, you know, trying to be an asshole. I was saying it on some, like, that's facts. That's what's going on because you would see. I know I would see men when they were going through whatever they were going through with their exes, whether it was they're going through a divorce or whether they're going through custody battle, that you would just see the toll that it was taking on them physically, emotionally, and most importantly, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, okay. Deal with it being on drugs. Some it drinking. Some don't deal with it.
Right.
They become. So basically, I was, all right, you see the steps? You see this? Mm-hmm. Not, you know, they're not handling it. They're suicidal. Alcoholics. Doing drugs. I go, the next step is murder.
Right.
And then starting in. Throughout the day, because I get it sent to my phone. Constantly. You hear about it on Facebook. You hear about it on Instagram. dudes are snapping. There was one that I saw. I don't think I sent it to you. But it was last month where the guy was on, you know, I think I told you this already. Black guy. He was on like Instagram Live or Facebook Live or something. He was just like, hey, you know, how you doing? Oh, you know, hey, I'm going through it right now. He goes, you know what I mean? It's the holidays. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going through a divorce with my wife. She's keeping my two kids away from me. She lied and said that I touched them. You know what I'm saying? Saying that I touched them and I didn't do that. And, you know, and then I got my ex-girlfriend. She's pregnant and she's threatening to keep, you know, that child away from me. It's the holidays. I'm lonely. I don't get to see my kids. So I just came back from killing my ex-girlfriend, shot her in the head. And now I'm on my way to my wife's house. And I'm going to kill her too. Or as a matter of fact, there she goes right there. And then he turns the camera and it shows his wife running back into the house. And then him running after her and her screaming. And then the video ends. So I went in, I did some research. I Googled it. He went in there. He shot her in the head. And then he shot himself.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Now, people who don't look at things from both sides of the coin would just say he was fucking crazy. Okay?
Right.
Some people, I guess, are born crazy. But then there are people who are who get made that way. They got turned that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying I agree with the fact that he went and killed his ex and he went and killed his wife. Mm-hmm. But I can see how it took a toll on him.
Right.
He was like, yo, it's the holidays. I'm lonely. I can't even see my kids for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
She lied and said, I touched my kids. So, you know, the moment a woman does that, you're not seeing those kids for a long time. Because now they got to investigate. You know what I'm saying? They got to investigate it. And we all know DCF takes their fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't seen those kids for like a year.
At least.
At least. If you're lucky.
Mike.
All because she was being vindictive and was just like, oh, you know what? You can see these kids. And I'm going to make sure you can't see them by lying and saying, you know, you touched them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would make any man, that'd make me snap. That would make me literally snap.
Mm-hmm.
You keep any of my kids away from me and by lying and saying that, oh, I touched them and now I can't see them. Not only that, but that's such a stain on your jacket. You know what I'm saying? Because now if that gets out, I'm looked at. People are going to look at me side-eye. They're going to look at me funny.
Right.
Like, oh, shit, Jeff touched. He touched one of his daughters? Like, oh, hold up. Like, even without them knowing the facts, you just hear that. You automatically. Obviously, there are some people out there who, you know, who know me well enough to be like, nope, Jeff wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got all those people who would be like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you just get looked at. You get looked at funny. Your jacket is stained,
and that's what people don't see. That's what people don't understand when they do things like this. The damage that it does, because I think a lot of, and I'm gonna speak for the women part. I think a lot of women do it out of anger, but they don't see the damage that it does once you say that. Like, once you say that, you know, the aftercomings of that, it's like you've just done something that will ruin someone. So it's like, think about the things that you're doing before you do it. Think about the things that you're saying before you say it, because you've literally just ruined someone's life. And I think that's the problem with some women, that they don't think about the things that they're doing or saying before the action.
No, absolutely not. They don't, because that's because, you know, they're being selfish. They're just only thinking about themselves, and they don't give a fuck about that, you know, about that other person, about the ex.
Well, bitch, I don't think it's about, I don't think it's so much about selfishness. I think it's led by anger. I think it's more so led by anger. And it's like, sometimes you need to take a step back and think about your actions before you do it, because nothing that you do should be led by anger. Plain and simple. Don't do things out of anger. Think about what you're doing before you do it. Plain and simple. Like, you shouldn't do it out of anger. You should do it because it's the right thing to do. That's it. Plain and simple. I don't think it's out of selfishness, because you don't say that you touched somebody's kid out of anger. You don't say, oh, he touched my kid out of anger. No, don't say that. You say it because it's the truth. Because you're not, how are you going to get that evidence? You're not. You're going to tell your kid to lie about it? Because you're going to need that evidence. What are you going to do? Convince your kid to lie that daddy touched you? Like, that's not okay. So think about your actions before you do it. I don't think it's about selfishness. It's about, you know, thinking about it. You're going to ruin somebody's life.
And these are the, like, those women who do that. You're right. They've never taken a step back and say to themselves, what if he would do that to me?
Correct.
What if he had custody of the kids?
Correct.
And he was making it difficult for me to see. Would I want that? Take a step back, like you said. Take a step back before you do anything out of anger. I do that shit every day. I really do. There's many times where I'm like, I wanted to do something, but I... Nah, Jeff, chill. All right, let me chill out. The next day, I'm literally like, whatever. It ain't worth it. I don't do anything out of anger anymore. I graduated from that. You know what I'm saying? So there was a point in time, like, you know what? So there was a period of time where I was always... In my podcast, I would always bring up my daughter's mother, right? And she would always hit me up because her cousin would listen to my podcast and then send it to her. Hey, Jeff's talking about you again. She'd hear it, and then she, you know, message me. You know, obviously you know what she's saying in those text messages. And I'm just like, I don't care. Freedom of speech. Say whatever the fuck I want. You know what I mean? And then, but then my mom passed away. And then, you know, she hit me up. And, you know, she was like, you know, I heard about your mom. I'm so sorry. And then, you know, she was like, if you need anything, I'm here. I really am. And I was just like, okay, yo, that's very cool. We've been at odds for how many years now? But she took the time to, you know, to give me her condolence and say, you know, she's there for me. And then we became, you know, we were cool for a little bit. And then it just ended up like, all right, it's obvious we can't be cool. But I didn't do anything out of anger and say, okay, you know what? I'm going back on my podcast and I'm going to badmouth her. I just took a step back. I said, get over your anger first. And the next day I was just like, man, it ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't worth it. Oh, I think, you know what? I left this part out. So, you know, I'm not going to put all our business out there, but, you know, it just got to the point where it was just like, all right, you know what? I guess we're not meant to be cool. But before that, after, you know, when she had, you know, hit me up about, you know, telling me you know, sorry about your mom, I'm here for you. I did a podcast called The Day My Mother Died. And then in that podcast, I apologized to my daughter's mother. I was like, you know what? I apologize for all the times that I've, you know, bad-mouthed you on my podcast and all that stuff. You know, she hit me up saying, sorry about your mom and stuff like that. Now, how crazy would I look? You tell me, right? In your opinion, how crazy would I look after apologizing to her? And then, you know, we end up like, all right, I guess we're not meant to be cool. And then I come back on this podcast and I start bad-mouthing her again.
Yeah, it's not okay.
I think people would be like, yeah, what the fuck? You're bad-mouthing her? You apologize to her? Now you're bad-mouthing her again?
Right.
And well, I was... Go ahead.
It's just not... I don't know. I'm just the type of person that you just don't... You don't bad-mouth your children's mother or father. Like, that's just not me.
I agree with you.
Like, that's just, you don't do it. That's it. Period.
I agree with you.
Because the reason that you don't do it is because your children will hear that at some point.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, and they will, it's like, why is my father, why is my mother bad mouthing? You know, why is my father bad-mouthing my mother? Or why is my mother bad-mouthing my father? Why is that? It doesn't matter whether they get along or not. They shouldn't be bad-mouthing each other. That's it. Point blank, period. You don't do it. You don't need to get along, but you need to respect each other for that child. That's it.
I agree. I agree. And that's the reason why I said, you know, like I said, after I took a step back and I said, get over the anger, and the next day I was just like, ah, it is what it is. I'm over it. Right. I'm not gonna go on no damn podcast and badmouth her again. Fuck all that. And then, you know, that's nice. Honestly, that's what I said. I said, I'm not gonna badmouth her. I shouldn't be badmouthing her. Hopefully she ain't badmouthing me. Now, if she is, I have no control over that. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Eventually my daughter will get older and she'll hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if she hears it, it's up to my daughter to decide, like, if she believes her mother or not. You know what I'm saying? So leave that in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to add to it. But basically, me probably getting off track here. I was basically, the point of me saying that was me like not doing things out of, you know, not doing that out of anger.
Correct.
Now, you are right though. Nobody, you know, like these women or sometimes men, they don't think about like, yo, You're about to ruin somebody's life. Mm-hmm. With the woman who, you know, with the guy who killed his ex-wife. Now, you want to, out of anger, for whatever reason, because he didn't cover it, you want to keep his kids away from him and say he touched them or whatever. Like, man, come on. That's horrible. If it's not true, that is despicable for you to do something like that. And she should have thought about it and said, this is a man who you were married to. This is a man who you chose to marry.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man who you allowed to get you pregnant twice, so they had two kids together. This is a man who you slept in the same bed with, lived with. You said, I love you too. You hugged, you kissed, all that. But guess what? People forget that shit when shit hits the fan. When shit hits the fan, people forget that. Nobody ever takes the time and say, you know what? I'm not gonna badmouth her. I'm not gonna be vindictive towards her because this is a woman who I laid in bed with. Or if you're not even married. This is a woman who I stuck my dick in with no condom and I came in her. If you had sense to do that shit, then dude, have enough sense to like, you know what? Cool. Even if you don't have fucking kids with each other. Because I'm pretty sure, like, come on, we grew up in Chelsea. How many, not even Chelsea, how's it? Up until this day, at our age, how many times have we seen couples break up and they just go at it?
Right.
And they don't even got no kids, they're not even married.
Mm-hmm. And they're at each other's throat.
Yeah. Man. Get the fuck over it.
Right.
Got broken up for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Whether it's because he cheated on you, because we all know women, when they get cheated on, oh man. What's that saying? That saying that ain't nothing. Oh, hell hath no fury than a woman scorned.
Mm-hmm.
And one of it is when they get cheated on. Am I right?
That's correct.
All right, he cheated on you. And? Get the fuck over it. You broke up with him. That's something he's going to have to live with. All right, move on. Shorty. I'm pretty sure that's not the first time you've been cheated on. And it ain't the last time you're going to be cheated on. So, and? Fuck you making more out of it than it is. You want to be at his throat. So now he's coming back at her because she's going at him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. It's true.
But
sometimes it's more than just that.
True.
More than just a lot of times it's more than just that. It's more than just the cheating. It's more than just, you know, a lot of times it's more than just a man. It's more than just a woman. There's a lot more issues going on than just the cheating.
I agree. You know what? And you know what? Perfect example to what you're saying right now. Sometimes it's a lot more than just cheating. There's a lot more. You know who has a perfect story for that? You. But I know you don't want to talk about it, and that's fine. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when I said, hey, come be on my podcast, whatever you don't want to talk about, we don't ever talk about it. So, you know, I respect that. You know what I mean? And I'm not gonna put your business out there, but I'm just, the only thing I want to say is, if you were to share that, that's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because that would show, like, there's a lot more to it than just what's it.
Yes.
There's a lot more to it than what you just see on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see what's growing from the ground, from the roots.
Right.
But that's fine. That's cool. You don't want to share it. You know what I mean?
Maybe in another podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to get her drunk. And then she'll, you know what I mean? And then she'll talk. Yeah, I get her drunk, she'll talk. But no, it would, you know what I mean? Like, I think that would be, you know, it would be very interesting for like women to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Women to hear that, because I know there'd be women out there, yo, holy shit, I can fucking relate.
Right. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, when you're ready to, you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but right now, today we're talking about men. not cool. About women.
So, okay, cool. So, because, you know, and you're right, we are talking about men. So, also, the other thing that we were talking about, you know what I mean? With the whole mental, you know what? I'm going to see if I could find that clip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play it for people. And so that way they can say whether or not, like, Yeah, that's true. I get it.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's loud enough. I got a tablet and like 6 different phones. They're not all connected. They're all disconnected, but they run on Wi-Fi. I have this thing where I like to upgrade my phones every 2 years. And obviously every 2 years when I upgrade the phone, I get to keep whatever phone that I had before that. I should sell these shits. All right. Let me see if this will work.
What does it mean to be a man? It means that no matter what you do, it's never good enough. We're supposed to pay for dinner. We're supposed to open doors for them. We're supposed to help them carry heavy stuff. We're supposed to call them ma'am. And nowadays that's insulting. It means your mental health does not fucking matter. Male suicides make up 3 times the amount of female suicides. I was in the hospital for 11 days on suicide watch. They put me in counseling for maybe 2 months, and then they just sent me on my way. And guys don't open up about their problems because you're just told to get up and walk it off. So why even bother opening up about it, right? It means every time you meet a woman, she automatically thinks that you could possibly be a predator, and they have to carry pepper and tasers to defend themselves against you. No matter how good we are, a woman could easily just divorce us, take half our money, and if you're unhappy in a relationship, that's your own damn problem. But if a woman's unhappy in a relationship, that's also your fucking problem. Basically, you better be able to provide or you're a loser.
You know, every time I listen to that shit, it gives me fucking chills.
Yeah.
It gives me fucking chills every time I hear that. My girl Petya sent that shit to me. You know what I'm saying? She sent that shit to me and she was like, yo, I feel sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to it and I was all in my feelings. You listened to it and you were like, that made me mad.
Yeah.
Because everything he said is true. There's not one woman. There better not be one woman in this world to fucking, disagree with that. And if any woman does disagree with that, you're the problem. You're that woman that he's talking about in the video. It's no different than when you call somebody an alcoholic. I am not an alcoholic. Mm. I only drink. You know, I drink it. Oh, you're not gonna admit to it. You're not gonna say there's such thing as being an alcoholic because you're an alcoholic. So you're not gonna agree with what the guy said. That's not true because you're that woman that he talks about. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. It's crazy because you know why? That's how we are nowadays with what he said about women were automatic. This man could be a predator.
Yeah.
So I'm going to carry pepper spray and whatever. You know what? That part right there. Yeah. Carry pepper spray. You're right. Protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be thinking like every single man is a predator. And if you think that, then why not with that man?
Mm-hmm. But not everyone out there is bad. Not everyone out there is, you know what I mean? It's not the truth. And we can't, you know, this society is like we're bringing up our children or we're bringing up our girls to be vulnerable. And we shouldn't be doing that. We need to bring up strong women as well. We can't bring up our girls to depend on guys either. Like, we need to make sure our girls are just as strong as guys and not feel like, yes, you have to, you know what I mean? Like, he said, oh, you have to open doors. You have to pay for dinner. You have to do. No, like, this is, you need to make sure that girls can do the same, you know? Like, if you go out to dinner, you need to not have to depend on a guy to pay for dinner. Like, it's not like that anymore. You shouldn't have to. Like, I just, I don't know. I just,
feel like it shouldn't have to be like that. Like, there's no reason why a guy, I don't know, I go out to dinner and I don't necessarily expect a man to pay for my dinner. Like, I just, I don't know, if he pays, if he paid last time, then I pay this time. Like, I just don't expect a man to pay for my dinner every single time. Like, I don't expect that. Like, I don't know. I'm just, I guess I'm different.
And, you know, and it's true what you're saying. It's true. You know, there's women out there who have said the same thing. Now, they don't practice it, though. And then, you know how you say we need to raise our daughters to not depend on a man. We need to raise our daughters that, like, yo, you go out to dinner, yo, pay your half of the bill. You should be able to pay your half of the bill. Don't depend on the man to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm,
Okay, you can teach her that. But is she going to apply it?
Right. And I'm, not saying that it all has to be a woman either, but it's like we need to make sure that we're not taking advantage of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
Battling down on men, like, so that they don't feel this way, because yes, I'm a boy mom, you know, it's like, but I also have, you know, girls. So it's like, no, we can't. We need to make sure that our girls understand that, you know, we're not here to take advantage of boys or men when they grow up to be. Like, we need to make sure that we teach them that.
That's, you know what, and that's what, remember that story I told you back in September of 2017, right? Remember, I'm like chilling in my bed watching Black and Minding My Business, and a chick hits me up, like, what are you doing right now? Nothing. I'm just watching television. You want to go out to dinner? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Where you want to go? Meet me at Cheesecake Factory in Boston. Bet. We get there. Talk. Sit down. Eat. Then it's... Bill comes. And then it's like... what's up? And she's looking at me like I got three eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what? I'm covering this bill, or are you covering it, or are you paying your half? And she was like, she made that look on my, like, look like, how dare you type, you know, face look. I'm like, she goes, I'm not paying for your dinner. Okay. All right, I'll pay my half and you pay your half. And she's like, no. Like, basically me covering the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, why am I covering this bill? Bitch, you fucking called me. You called me and said, do I want to go to dinner?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe. I believe if I ask you out to dinner,
yes,
I'm paying the bill.
But that's how it's supposed to be. If I ask you to meet me for dinner, then I'm asking you out on a date. So that means that I'm paying.
Absolutely.
That's plain and simple. That's plain English.
It is.
I mean, unless I say it in a different language, then obviously that's...
If he had said it in Swahili, then it's like, I don't understand Swahili. So you know what? That's my fault. I mean, so... For all y'all wondering, so what ended up happening? What ended up happening was I said, hold up, I'll be right, yo, I'm going to the bathroom and then I'll be right back. I was on the next fucking train smoking. I left it there with the bill. You know what I mean? Because, yo, you're not going to, yo, come on, man, play me.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing about me is because of the fact that I've seen so much, experienced so much, witnessed so much. I'm just one of those, like, yo, you're not going to fucking play me. You're not going to catfish me. You're not going to scam me. You know what I'm saying? So you try to play me. You wanted a free meal. You know what? Had you said that from the beginning, I would have just took care of the bill. Had you said that from the beginning, we would have gone to fucking Fridays, not Factory. All right? Because Fridays has the... you know, the 3 for $3 special. Ain't nothing wrong with the 3 for $3 special, people.
Absolutely. All right?
Listen, you get an appetizer, a meal, and a dessert, $99. Or they'll have the endless appetizers. You pay $10 and you have an endless amount of appetizers. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, like you were saying, teaching our girls that. Now, going back to the whole, you know, mental thing, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say his name because I did not talk to him for me to say if it was okay for me to mention his name. But somebody that I know, he's going through a divorce. He's going through a, not so much a custody battle, but I think joint custody, right? And his ex-wife is making him go through it. And she literally said, I am going to make his life hell.
Mm.
All because he said, now, full disclaimer, I'm going off of what he said. I don't know her side. It's always good to hear the other person's side, and then you can decide what you believe. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted a DNA test for his second child. You know, and there was reasons for that. I'm not getting into all that shit. And because of that, she was like, fuck you. You're never going to see these kids. His daughter, who is what, 8, 9 years old now, whose life he's been in all this time, he doesn't even get to see her. So when the court finally gave him visitation with his daughter, which is fucking bullshit, by the way. We're going to get into that too. All right, the whole court system, which is fucking bullshit, because it's like, hold up, I was married. Listen, if I'm married to you, you know what I mean, and we have a child together, and our child's 8, 9, 10 years old, and then now we're going through divorce, so we're separated. You live where you live, I live where I live, and you're not allowing me to see my child, and I got to go through the court. I think it's fucking bullshit for the courts to be like, okay, yeah, we're going to give you visitation. You get to see your child once a week, twice a week, whatever. From this time to this time, like, yo, excuse me, that's my child. I've been in this child's life for 8, 9 years. She was living with me at one point for 8, 9 years. You should not be giving me my visitation. You should just be like, you get to have her, you know, once a week for the whole week or whatever, however the fucking that shit works. I mean, but you know, she's like, I'm going to make his life hell because of that. And she's doing everything in her power to make his life hell. He was ready to snap had it not been for me. He was ready to snap. Ready to snap had it not been for me to talk him off the ledge. Not literally. This is figuratively speaking for people who, you know, because there's a lot of dummies out there, so they'll take shit literal.
Mm-hmm.
If it had not been me to talk him off the ledge, he was ready to snap. And I said, bro, remember one thing. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's dark now. You don't see it. Because, you know, like, am I right? When you're going, you know, I can speak from experience. You know, court cases with your ex about seeing your child, it's a long fucking process, and they drag that shit. So you don't really see a light at the end of the.
Mm-hmm.
But there is,
right?
Because the one thing that they do, the one thing I do know in Massachusetts is they do not deny a father to see his child. That they don't do.
Right.
I've seen motherfuckers who are murderers still get the right get to be in their child's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they don't do that. It's just too long of a process.
Right.
So we're gonna get into that after 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Left on this show. Yeah. She was like, I'm gonna make his life hell. And he was ready to lose it. He was ready to lose it had it not been for me. And like, does this woman at all, you're doing this shit out of anger. How long is this anger gonna be going through? Because y'all been dealing with this shit since fucking April. We are now in January. So you're going to stay angry and just keep doing shit out of anger. They're not going to sit there and you're not going to sit back and say, let me chill. Let me think about the kids. What's good? You know what I mean? What's good for my kids? Like, no? Okay. So you think that's right to keep the child away from their father?
No, of course not.
No.
So this is where I say, take a step back. You're doing this stuff out of anger. The children have been in it since they were born. It's before they were born because they've been together forever. Why? Because he asked for a paternity test. Okay, prove him wrong. Give him the paternity test. Be angry at him. Right now, you're prideful and denying the children their father. Because you're not hurting him. You're hurting. That's who you're hurting, ultimately. Women think that by doing that, they're hurting the father. No, you're not. You're not hurting the father. You're hurting the children. Because by not letting their father, the children see their father, you're not hurting the father. You're hurting the kids. The kids are the one that are being hurt because they want to see their dad. The kids want to see their dad. Of course they do. And they're the whole time. That's who you're hurting. You're hurting these kids. Like, how does that make any sense? Oh, I'm not letting you see your dad. That's stupid. What is wrong with you? And not only that, think about this. You're putting all the burden on yourself instead of splitting it with him. Now, how dumb does that sound?
True, but those are the same women.
You split up with your ex-husband and you're putting all the burden on yourself.
And you know what? Not only do they put all the burden on themselves, right? But these are the same women. They put all the burden on themselves. They pay for everything. You know what I mean? Who takes him to practice? I drive him or her to practice. I go to the game. I pay for her cheering. I pay for this. I pay for that. Whose fault is that?
Right.
That's you. You chose to do that, but now blaming him for that, you're calling him a deadbeat.
This is what I don't understand. Like, you're denying the children his father, who wants to be there, who's willing to be there, but you're saying that because he wants a paternity. Okay, fine, I get it. You never want to be like questioned. Women don't want to be questioned. And he's probably has his reasons. Who knows? Because yes, he's being an asshole. We know he's being a dick. Fine.
Which prove I told him. Wrong.
Because we know we want to prove him wrong. Because that's what we want to do. We want to say, fuck you. Like, no, I didn't cheat you, motherfucker. Now, guess what? Take your kids. See you later. Next weekend is mine. Get out of here. Like, seriously? What is wrong with you? There's no reason for you to deny his kids. You know they're his. If you have no doubt in your mind, why are you being spiteful?
Very true. Yeah, why are you being spiteful?
Why are you being spiteful? You got no doubt in your mind. Because if I didn't have a doubt, I'd be like, okay, here you go. Take a DNA.
I'm going to make you fucking look stupid.
Yes.
And you know what?
Like, first of all, I'd slap you in the face for calling me a hoe. And second of all, I'd be like, okay, get the slap in the face, and then I'm going to slap you in the face again when I get the paternity test saying you are the father. And take your kids, by the way. Because now you're going to get them for a month for being an asshole. Go take them on vacation to Disney. Buy your damn self. See you later. Like, I'm sorry. I guess I'm a different type of person. Like, seriously.
You definitely are, because, you know.
I don't know.
Something, but, you know, without putting all the business out there, you know, and mention your clue without, you know what I mean? The whole situation, not all out there, but just wanting to make a point with your son.
Okay.
And you know, I drive a Mercedes Benz. You get it? You picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay, so all I'm going to say about that is you are a different type of woman because you didn't do that.
No, I didn't. There was no reason to.
And then when he hit a certain age to where he's like, yo, I want a relationship with my father. I want to know him.
Correct.
You're like, okay, go ahead. Here, this is how you can reach him.
Correct. Boom.
Go ahead. You didn't. No, he's a deadbeat. He hasn't been there for years. It's been me. I've been taking care of you all 4 days. I paid for everything. Fuck him.
No.
And that's how I view you. I'm like, oh, yeah. Sure.
No, completely different. Because I never denied. I never, like, there was a completely different story. I never denied anything, and nor did I ever ask for anything.
Now, this right here will lead into the other thing that I wanted to say, you know what I mean, since we have 7 minutes and 15 seconds. So, you know, that's perfect, because I'm not trying to do a whole episode about this particular thing. You didn't do that, which is good, but there have been so many women out there who was like, yo, you want to see your son? All right, cool. You can have a relationship with him. Pay me child support. What? So your child is an admissions fee. So I'm paying to see my child. You know what I mean? But why? You did not want his help in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Now you're just being fucking greedy.
No. No, that's not even greedy. That's just...
And angry and anger.
That's conniving. Like, you don't do that.
Well, that's conniving. That's devious.
That's conniving. That's devious. You just don't do that. If you chose not to have... If you just walked away and you chose to not have the child's father in your life and then chose to have him in his life, then stick with your word and leave it alone. If the child's father comes back in his life, then let him be in his life. Don't go back dating and ask for child support. That's not okay. Because you did it on your own. You did it on your own. Be proud of that. And keep moving forward. Let that child be with you. And
you don't need that.
There's no reason to. Why go back and say, oh yeah, you owe me 10 years. You owe me 5 years. You did it on your own. Be proud of that.
Right.
And move forward. Let that child be with his father. And that's it. Keep moving forward. Be proud of the fact that you've made it this far by yourself. And keep moving. You don't need anything else. Like,
what's the problem? Question for you, right? Think there's anything wrong with if a man in the beginning denied the child, or you know, denied, or whether he denied it, or he just decided he didn't want to be in a child's life, and then years down the line, he decides he wants to be in a child's life.
Some men are not made to be fathers.
Very true.
And when the child is born, they're just not ready to be a father. Not everybody's ready to be a mother, but you know, we choose them. I mean, sometimes we choose to have them. Sometimes some women choose to put them up for adoption. Some women choose to have abortions. But those of us that choose to have them and make the best of it and do what we can for them, I mean, we do what we have to do to, you know, make sure our child has everything they need. But men, unfortunately, and I'm going to say unfortunately, they can make a choice and walk away. And it sucks. I'm going to say that it absolutely sucks that they have that choice. But if we as women, hey, we make it, be proud of that. And if they choose to walk back in the child's life and we let them, then let them. But don't charge a fee, like Jeff is saying, because we want to say, oh, we want to be vindictive. And say, oh, yeah, now you're going to owe me 5 or 10 years of child support. That's not okay. You know what? Be proud of the fact that you've made it this far and you've given your child everything they need.
Be proud.
But because it's hard. I'm not going to tell you it's not. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. It's hard as hell.
Absolutely.
It's hard as hell. Like,
probably the hardest thing you ever had in life. Taking a bar exam.
So it's not easy. I'm not going to say it is, especially nowadays. These rents are freaking through the fucking roof. But be proud of that, because it's the hardest thing to do is being a single mom. It's the hardest thing in the world. But be proud of that. Don't be vindictive and charge these men a freaking fee to be in the child's life after however many years, because they'll never come out of that hole. And then they'll just disappear instead of actually being a positive person.
And the crazy thing about that is too, when you say, you know, you guys said earlier, don't go charging the men fee and saying, okay, well, you want to be in your child's life. Okay, cool. You owe me 5 years worth of child support or 10 years worth of child support. That's kind of what the courts do.
Yeah. And it's not okay.
And you know, what I mean by that is, got 2 minutes left. Anyways, what I mean by that is, it's like, basically, if I were to get you pregnant, right, and then we had a falling out, and you decide, like, yo, I don't want you being in our child's life, right, and you block me on every social media platform, and I just can't get through to you, and I try to be in this child's life, but you won't allow me to, and then I take you to court, right, as far as I'll be in the child's life, but then they'll be like, okay, you got to pay child support. How old is the child? Oh, the child is now 10 years old.
Yep.
10 years of child support.
Yep.
Like, yep. Why do I owe 10 years of child support? She kept me away from this child for 10 years or kept that child away from me.
Yeah.
There was nothing I can do.
No, the courts are wrong.
Good.
No, the courts are wrong. The courts
are wrong. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's like, and they just shrug their shoulders. Sorry.
Yeah.
You owe 10 years.
So that's why the agreement should be made with the parents, and that's it, not with the courts.
So you basically just dug a 6-foot hole.
Yep.
Threw me in that hole with no tools, no nothing, and said, "Climb."
Yeah.
I'm never getting out of that.
No.
I'm never getting out of. Unless I hit the jackpot and I just write a check and I'm good.
Yeah. Parents should come to an amicable agreement. And that's it. Like, parents should co-parent. That's it. Like, parents should be adults and co-parent and leave the courts out of it.
Absolutely. Okay.
That's just me.
Well, 10 seconds left, and I think it's just going to cut off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good and bad podcast show. I would say her name, but she won't let me.
Nope.
So, oh, it didn't cut off. Holy shit. Usually it cuts off at 60 minutes, but it's passing, it's still going. Well, we're not going to drag this out because, you know, I mean, we said everything that we needed to say, but is there anything that you want to say?
No. No, that's it. Just be adults and, you know, co-parent these kids instead of dragging it out in court. That's my opinion. That's what I did. It's working well for me.
You're definitely, you're right. You know what I mean? Because now they have a relationship.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? And the other thing is, like, the one thing I wanted to say to him, I remember, I was like, I wanted to give him some advice, but I don't know, it just slipped my mind. But at the same time, I'm like, he doesn't need it. He's cool. You know what I mean? They have a relationship. They're doing good. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wanted to just play like a, you know, devil's advocate and just want to say like, so there are people or even kids or whatever, because your son is very mature for his age. He's intelligent, right? They have a certain idea of how a father should be. You know what I mean? And how I should act. Yes, I hear that. But, you know, you have to understand not all men are built the same.
Right, right.
Not all men know this is the way I should be, you know, what this is the way it should be as a father. This is how I should be. Mm-hmm. They know what they know. You right. Know they know this is how, this is what I do as a father. So he may not be the father that I call my son 7 days a week and check in on.
Mm-hmm.
I text him all the time and check in on him. I ask him every single day, does he need anything? Okay. He may be one of those. Yeah, I hit him up twice a week, maybe three times a week, maybe once a week. Cool. Not cool, cool, but all right. That's what he knows. Don't crucify him for that and don't judge him for that. That's just... Yep. That's what he knows. If anything, you can talk to him about that. Hey, you only hit me up once a week. I would really appreciate it. It would mean a lot to me if you can hit me up at least three times a week. Mm-hmm. Check in on me. Ask, you know, see if I'm doing okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do that before passing judgment or crucifying.
Right.
I mean, then that's just word of advice to other people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, and the reason why I say that is because there was a point in time where that's what a mediator, when I was in court, said. Was like, okay, he did what he's supposed to do as a father. That's what he knows and, you know, how to do it. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It may be wrong to you, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. So let him, give him a chance. Let him do what he knows.
Right.
As long as he's in his life, that's all that matters.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, the Good and Bad Podcast Show, signing off. Jeff Malice Etienne with the unknown. All right. So we're going to call her. We're going to call her the unknown. Let me tell you. You know, yo, it was a little difficult. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a little difficult not saying your name. Because the whole time I'm talking to you, I'm like, I'm thinking about what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do that because I kept saying, don't say her name. Don't say her name. Don't say her name. If you slip up and say her name once, you're going to have to delete this whole And I was like, I'm not doing that. Don't say her name. So I made it. So, but hey, thank you for doing this with me. I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping at some point we can do another one where we talk about what I wanted to talk about with you, what you went through.
Okay.
But let me know when you're ready.
I will. Right?
I'll keep the 10-year-old whiskey that tastes like backyard barbecue on deck.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.